1892, there was an epidemic of cholera in town. Of a small population at the time in town, 2 in 3 people passed away every single week. The people were desperate. They went to the rabbi and says, "Rabbi, do something. Pray to God to intervene to stop this horrible, horrible epidemic." He says, "You know what? We'll make a black wedding." What's a black wedding? A wedding at the cemetery to maybe implore the saints that are buried there to intervene with God to help us. In town, there was a young woman. She was poor. She was a, what they call a talithical yusuf, a round orphan.
What does it mean, a round orphan?
She had nobody, no father, no mother, no brother, no sister, no cousins, nobody. She was alone.
That's because in Yiddish, to be an orphan, all you have to lose is one parent, not two.
Yeah, but she had nobody. She worked for a family. They gave her some cast off clothes. She had room and board. Maybe they gave her a few pennies, I didn't know. But she was not marriageable. However, they went and asked her, "Would you like to get married?" She says, "Yes." There was a young man employed by the kehillah, by the community. What he did, he used to clean the mikveh.
The ritual bath.
The ritual bath. And the hekdesh, all the implements that were there used to prepare the people for burial, he kept, he had a little cot there, that's where he slept. They asked him, "Would you like to get married?" He says, "Yes." They announced in all the synagogues and all the best madrash and the cheders, on this and this date in the morning, we're going to have a wedding at the cemetery. Of course, they invited the orchestra, the klezmer band, pro bono.
Badchen
came.
And the badchen is the wedding jester.
The wedding jester.
The master of ceremonies.
Master of ceremonies. A lot of people turned out, and there was a table, and the table was some drinks and some glasses and some cookies and stuff, and also a big iron pot. It's just customary in a Jewish wedding. They also announce what gifts the family gives to the young couple. The grandmother gave a feather bed. The aunt gave candlesticks. But those people didn't have a home. So the Rebbe says, everybody has to donate some money. Before you knew it, the little black cast iron pot was full of money. Some people even put in 2 rubles. Then the music started. The rabbi dancing the mitzvah dance. You can see his beard flying and his coat is flying. He's dancing with the bride and the groom.
And you can see he's using a little red handkerchief.
Yes.
Why?
He cannot hold the hand of a female.
He can't touch her.
No.
So there's a handkerchief separating
yes.
them.
Yes. And a good time was had by all. And sure enough, 2-3 days later, the epidemic subsided.
Now, a mitzvah, a good deed, a righteous deed, is the way that this cholera epidemic was ended.
Yes.
And one of the greatest mitzvahs
is a wedding.